Radio Free Palmer provides interviews with authors of books of interest. Today, you'll be listening to an interview conducted by Rosalie Cowan on March 1st, 2018. Emma Gray, the author of A Girl's Guide to Joining the Resistance, was interviewed. She is executive women's editor at HuffPost, among other things. Here's the interview.
Hey, Emma, how's it going?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
We're calling you from Palmer, Alaska, and I was just wondering, like, where are you at in the world at the moment?
I'm in New York City.
For listeners who aren't so familiar with your work, like, where should they start?
Well, I am a journalist with HuffPost, so you can find my work on HuffPost.com, or you can, you know, find my beautiful Twitter musings on Twitter. My handle is at Emily D. Rose.
With activism and your new book, A Girl's Guide to Joining the Resistance, how did you get started with activism and working with feminist theory?
So I grew up in a really politically engaged family right outside Washington, D.C. So I just kind of grew up around, you know, the center of our nation's politics and was kind of always a little bit tapped into that. And then as I, you know, finished school and went into journalism, the issues that I've always covered have always delved into the intersection of gender and politics and culture. So I found myself covering the presidential election, and that's sort of what kicked off the idea for this book, the result of that election.
And looking through the book, I noticed there's a lot of images and chapters addressed to not only upper middle class, white, cisgender, heterosexual women, and you really focused on intersectionality. You interviewed some of the Black Lives Matter co-creators, and you really are inclusive. Like, is there anything else you'd like to add about that?
That was a huge priority for me. You know, I'm very aware that I am a cisgender, straight, white woman. My experience and my stories are not everyone's experiences and stories. And so I wanted to make sure while I gave a piece of myself to this book, I didn't want to center my own story. But as a journalist, what I'm trained to do is amplify other people's stories. So that's what I did. I wanted to learn more. So I went to the sources, to the women who are already doing this work and who have been doing it for some of them for decades. And, you know, the women I interviewed, some of them are politicians. Some of them are grassroots activists. Some of them are, you know, fight primarily for racial justice. Some of them are focused on, you know, healthcare or on talking about sexual assault. And I wanted to make sure that everyone reading the book saw the connections between all of these different positions. When, you know, we all win, we, you know, the tides rise. And so I think that it's really important for us to show up for communities that we may not be a part of.
That is absolutely true. It takes everyone to work together to make change. And just for like a listener out there, like what would be the biggest recommendation from yourself about like how to be involved that's easy to do in everyday life?
You know, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And so my advice for someone who wants to get started is start local. Find an issue that affects your community directly that you feel passionately about and see who in your community is already doing the work around that issue and send them an email and say, hey, how can my money or my time help what you're doing? And then show up for them and show up for that cause.
That's absolutely true. I read one of your previous interviews about how you would always send a follow-up email and always make connections with people, no matter who they are, just to get your name out there and to work with people. And that's very true.
We can all learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. With you, like, what were some of the first organizations that you kind of got involved with?
When I was younger, I was definitely involved with Planned Parenthood and activism around, you know, expanding the sexual education curriculum in my county. And again, going back to local communities, that's something that I found to be particularly important, and that as, you know, a high school student, I saw that playing out in real time. Of course, now as a journalist, I'm not doing direct activism with organizations. I'm just covering the work that they do and kind of amplifying those voices. So, you know, the through line here is that I, a few months ago, went to a Planned Parenthood training outside Seattle and got to see how they are recruiting organizers and doing their trainings in order to create these local action networks all over the country. And it was incredibly inspiring.
Besides Planned Parenthood, are there any other organizations that we might not know about so much that aren't on like front page news frequently that we could help with that are national?
I mean, I think the Women's March organization is a great place to start. Obviously, Black Lives Matter is doing incredible, incredible work. You know, you have End Rape on Campus is a great organization tackling sexual assault on colleges and universities. Really, for any issue, there is an organization doing the work. And that's why at the end of the book, actually, I included a handy list of organizations split up by topic area. And then also included a page where people can write in local organizations that they find in their own communities.
What feedback have you had on this book that has been most helpful?
And people have been really, really excited about it and supportive. I think we all need a little bit of a pick-me-up sometimes, and especially young women are so often dismissed. Women are often taught, you know, to make ourselves small, to make our voices small. And this book is meant to just sort of give a jump start to young women and say, let your voice be loud and big and own your own story and own your own power. So people have been really excited about that, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, just reading the introduction and you saying how like women are more likely to call senators to organize marches and to attend like community meetings, just like reading these different small little statistics, but overall they're huge. They make huge impacts on the community around us. It was very inspiring for me just because I know that even my like small little act of activism could help. And so I am excited to read more of this book and really learn other ways for me to do that myself. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I think the important thing to remember is that one person doesn't have to change the world overnight. We just have to be educated and do what we can with the tools that are at our fingertips. And I think another thing that was really important for me to include in the book was a chapter on self-care, because we all need to give ourselves permission to turn off Twitter, turn off our televisions, and step back from the news cycle every once in a while and do things that bring us genuine joy and allow us to recharge.
What do you find in your life that really helps you recharge after tiring journalism days?
Definitely going to yoga and definitely binge-watching shows on Netflix, the rest of the world.
Yeah, I feel you. What other shows do you enjoy?
Well, I think that The Good Place is the single greatest show on all of television. Hilarious. I love Superstore. And
awesome.
Let's see. Yeah, Stranger Things, another great one.
Of course. All with great female casts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us here at Radio Free Palmer.
Thank you so much for having me.